Workforce, workforce, workforce. I can't tell you how many of our partners are in that same tune you are. We took shop out of school. We took the principle of hard work away from the next generation, and that is something that has to be reinstilled. And it was
well, I think it's there seems to be a little bit of a sea change, at least from what I've heard, that the Metro Techs of the world, I don't know if you're familiar with the down at 19th Avenue and Thomas and 15th Avenue, and what a wonderful place that is. I knew Doug Bogart, one of my friends, was one of the teachers and directors of that program for many years, and it used to be you'd have these kids would go to the VOTEC training out of school, were kind of the kids who couldn't make it in any other field, and they were really looked down upon, because they weren't going to be college material. And it's such a shame, because I think there's a trend of the realization that there's a lot of great jobs available that don't require a college education, and a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, and it just bypassed that whole idea. And rather than racking up a couple $100,000 in school loans that are going to be you'll have to be carrying around for 30 years, getting right into the workforce and using the skills you have and developing a skill that you can parlay into a career. We are really proud of the fact that we have a great training program. We have an assigned a trainer, Sergio Soto, on our crew, who now is every day, that's all he does, is in the field training our workers. Whatever level of skill they're at, he's moving them along a continuum. We have a credentialing program where they're moving through Climber 1, Climber 2, Climber 3. They're getting their tree worker certification, then their arbor certification. If they want to go on, like some of our employees who want to get some additional training at Mesa Community College or at ASU in the urban forestry program, we're encouraging them to get that education to go on and helping them to move along. There's an entire consulting side of our industry, which is available for those arborists who can move on academically to become a registered consulting arborist, which allows you to do forensic work and do expert witness work to begin to do some more sophisticated diagnostic of work. And we're proud that we have 5 certified arborists on staff with Integrity. And I'm just so proud of each one of them in their academic achievement. And they're aspiring to move on and to get better. We took out a couple of days, educational days, for our management team yesterday and Thursday, just to sharpen the axe. We feel like we put a lot of investment in our workers in safety training and education. And we've got a computer station set up in our office and a library. So when any of our workers get off work, they're welcome to come in, sit in front of the computer, work through some modules, some training, checking out books, and encouraging them to continue their education. And it's not just climbing. We love our guys who climb, and some, might be at a skill level where they don't have that academic ability. And we just take them where they are, move them through as far as they can go, and they're happy to be at that level. But if they want to move on further, there's those of us here at the company that can take them into that, direct them into that little higher academic level. And it's exciting. It's a great career path, and we just encourage anyone who has, if you have athletic abilities and don't mind working at heights, if you but you also have some academic aspirations, either or both, we'd love you to give us a shout, and we'll talk you through, even let you come and maybe work with one of our crews for a day and just kind of see what a day in the life of an arborist is all about. We'd encourage a ride along and an obligation. You could even sit in on one of our educational sessions. We hold those every other Friday morning, and be happy to let you come along just for a ride and see if it's something you'd like to enjoy doing.
That's very cool. And I get in trouble because people get the impression I don't like education. I love education. I love learning. I'm constantly reading books and trying to learn the next skill set. And it's just I'm horrible at public education. I'm horrible in a classroom. I can't sit there. That's not an environment I'm able to learn in.
Yeah.
And it does blow my mind that people get, like you said, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt before they even get started working. I mean, you're starting so far behind the eight ball.
Well, there's so many college grads these days.
Opportunities and trades.
Yeah, and there's a lot of college grads who simply can't get work too. And you want to be sure that if you do get that degree, that it's one that can translate into a job when you get done, so that you can begin to pay off that school loan. I was I didn't take on any school debt, but I was on a 6-year program to get through school because I had kind of worked my way through, and it just took longer, but I got there. But I was glad I didn't have a lot of school debt at the end of the time. So,
well, and leaving high school, going into the workforce for a year or two, and having a little bit of money saved up, it expands your options so much more, and it gives you a chance to really decide what, if you are going into further education, what that is going to be. How many people switch majors within the first year?
Sure. Yeah.
So, iTreeService.com. John Eisenhower, appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Have a great weekend.
Integrity Tree Service is a licensed residential and commercial tree care professional. Schedule your consultation with one of their professionals at itreeservice.com.